Okay, everybody. Well, good morning and welcome. I know that today's always our 8:30 a.m. wake-up call, and we certainly appreciate everybody jumping on the call. I can see we have several more. So many of you are probably either at home this morning or perhaps you're at work under slightly different circumstances. We know that everything at this moment is a little bit different in our world, and you know, we recognize that. And at the same time, as fate would have it, man, we've got a lot of really phenomenal things that are going on in our company. You know, we've got, you know, people that you know, are pretty excited about some of the developments that we've had in recent time with our metered dose inhaler, and you know, actually lots of activity in business that's being generated, which is which is a blessing. Understanding, of course, you know, we do have some unusual circumstances that are actually taking place, and we'll talk about that. I know that Dr. Patel is with us on the call this morning, and he can maybe shed some light and some information here in a few minutes that will be helpful, so everybody's aware and kind of knows, at least internally from our perspective. We've also asked Dr. Patel and Dr. Jasani to join our call on Wednesday evening so that they can, you know, offer guidance and information, which is, you know, always valuable. But I want to talk just for a couple minutes. You know, guys, it's really amazing. You know, I had a great conversation last night with a gentleman who, you know, I've known, you know, probably, I don't know, probably 15 years, and he's been, like I have, he's been around the industry a long time. And he was asking me, he was just saying, you know, Barry, I know, you know, I've been under some unusual circumstances, and still during the times of sometimes greatest challenge, I've always had, you know, phenomenal experience in this business. And we were just kind of laughing because I told him, you know, I started a company back in 2000, and in 2001, I was with a group of people on a trip that we had to Italy, France, and Spain, and I'll never forget it. We were in Italy. I was in a store buying a watch and came out, and this was on 9/11. And there, of course, in Italy, it was about 3 in the afternoon, 4 in the afternoon, when the van driver, because we had drivers that took us from the ship, we were sailing on a ship called the Windstar, and that driver started going into a description that we couldn't even fathom, and that was that the World Trade Centers were no longer there, and just trying to describe the you know, all that was going on. And here we were, you know, on an incentive trip with a brand new group of people starting a brand new company. In that day, that was probably by far and away the most catastrophic event in terms of shock and what was taking place that we could have imagined, right? I mean, and yet following that event, I was sharing this with Sean yesterday, in the weeks and the months following that event, it was a bit of a wake-up call for everybody. And people that had money in the market were taking their money out of them, taking their whatever money they had in the market, and they were putting it into businesses that they could have direct impact, that they themselves would work and build, rather than putting it into a company where they had no, you know, real understanding as to whether, you know, because the time was so drastically different. No one even knew what a blue chips, I mean, when your country is under attack, right? So it created a psychology in the marketplace that was so remote and so different than anything anybody had ever expected at that time. And in that day, as a guy, I mean, you know, at that time I was, 40 years old and just starting a brand new company. You know, Karen and I had been married just a couple years and had a brand new baby, and life was very, very different, right? It took on a whole different complexion. But what happened from a business standpoint was things were far better than I could have ever imagined, because people started redirecting themselves and they started focusing in on what they believed was very important to them. And they started opening, and I remember the time people started, you know, focusing in on capitalizing a small business that they could have a tremendous upside. So within the entire industry, of direct sales network marketing, we went through this drastic increase, this huge growth trend. And I was talking with a friend of mine last night that's been around the industry, and he's done a lot of different things. He's been involved with various companies and as a distributor. He's been involved on the corporate side. He's been involved, in terms of brokering various products and services and selling products and services to the industry. And he was just telling me, he said, Barry, I got to tell you, I've got a lot of interest. I mean, because his son is getting involved with our company. He's chosen, this guy could choose any company in the industry. And his son, Ryan, is now, going to be getting involved with our company in a big way. And just talking about the excitement and the interest of being able to market and distribute, all of our products, but really the tip of the spear, as they see it, of course, is with the CBD metered dose inhaler, which then, is kind of an entry, if you will, to all of our other products. But all that being said, I've got a series of calls and information that we're communicating with them on a regular basis, and many other people. Chance Mock, I was laughing because Chance and a gentleman that he knows out in Florida who brokers to CBD stores and smoke shops, thousands of them. These guys are now traveling throughout Florida right now, okay, they are, to introduce buyers to our meter dose inhaler. So again, I mean, it's all, even though we have things going on, and obviously we understand the severity and the seriousness of it, and we encourage everybody to follow the instructions that you're given with respect to, staying home. But we've got this unique opportunity to do business, even though we're not actually running into locations where there's crowds, or we're not going through status quo, day-to-day routines. We can still do business on the phone. We can still do business on Zoom calls. People, the banks and the functionality of our infrastructure is still intact, and we're all good. But we are in the middle of a national crisis, right? And so the dichotomy, and I'm experiencing it again, the dichotomy that we have going on is there are a lot of other people in my neighborhood. I'm looking at my neighbors across the street. They're not necessarily position where they can go to their office and conduct business as usual. They're not necessarily in that situation, and they don't have a home-based business. They're not positioned where they can take advantage of that. And we know that there's so many people in society that are moving toward owning and operating a home-based business at minimum as an ancillary form of revenue, and how valuable and how important that is. I know that I was talking with Sean and our attorney, Nick Dupree. His wife is a really successful gal with a home-based business. One of the reasons that he really likes what we're doing is he understands the value of it from his own family, what that income means, So, it's, as I understand, it's pretty good. I mean, like he and his wife do very well off of her income in addition to him being, a corporate attorney. So when you really look at the day and the time that we're in, I just believe this. I know that, excuse me, guys, I know that, Wellness Biosciences Rx is a company that's going to thrive. I know we are doing extremely well under the circumstances, but the best is really yet to come when you start looking at what will happen as we come out of this. Because clearly, and Dr. Patel will speak more directly to this, we are at a time where we should anticipate some challenges, right? We do know that testing is going to start taking place, and people will start to discover the amount of people that actually have the virus, right? And that will create and cause some concern, and in some instances panic, depending upon the individuals or what they do. But then ultimately, this all will move down the road. I mean, ultimately, the virus will subside. It's, the amount of people that are getting it, it'll go through a trend if we do as we're instructed, right? If we don't, find ourselves going into lots of public places and doing things that we probably should not be doing, and if that occurs, then the likelihood, they say is maybe, 8 weeks, right? But who knows? We don't know if it could go longer. It could be shorter. But here's what we do know. We know that right now we've got a phenomenal opportunity given the circumstance. We can be on the phone. We can be on Zoom calls. We can be highly productive in our own homes with the business model that we have. And we're going to be positioning, from our marketing team is going to be positioning more and more information that's going to be coming to you via email, and also be on the lookout for increased meetings by way of Zoom. I know that many of you are starting to incorporate that into your regimen. We highly recommend that you do, because obviously, when it comes to having a remote business meeting, people being able to see each other face-to-face and also see anything that's on your computer screen, and if you have the presentations that we've sent out, then that can easily be accessed, and you can start walking people through. Hey, the recorded Zoom calls that Dr. Patel and Dr. Jasani and Dr. Poonsalon have done to convey and educate people on the benefits of CBD to the endocannabinoid system, that we've made available to all of you on a continuous basis, and I highly recommend that you use that, right? And as we get more detail, you're going to see, I think we are anticipating now the press release will be either tomorrow or Thursday. It'll probably be tomorrow now. That is going to be coming directly, through the wire, news wire, and it literally is a detailed piece of information. I showed it to my partner Sean that describes the meter dose inhaler, our exclusivity, the fact that it's FDA approved, all of the things. That announcement's coming virtually at a great time, because people today are not necessarily as focused and busy in their daily routines. They're going to get that news wire that's going to come across. It'll be all throughout social media. And so we are at a unique time, guys. We're at a time where we know that it's not business as usual, but sometimes it allows us to refocus and redetermine what we're going to do, with our time and how we're going to best utilize our time. And we never know in the future when things can occur. So positioning yourself so that you can do business and add revenue to your family's, home during times like this is so critical. It's so critical. And so it just, as much of a believer as I have always been since 1992 in people owning and operating a home-based business, my belief continues to grow, if you can believe that or not. And I know that everybody, has a calling and an occupation. And we know that we're not trying to convert, for example, medical doctors into becoming full-time, direct salespeople or attorneys or CPAs. Everybody's got a calling. But I just really do firmly believe that adding or having a home-based business in addition to, at minimum, and in some cases, for some people, like Chance has said, hey, man, this is what I want to do full time. I mean, this is where I can see myself really advancing and growing, utilizing my leadership skills. And so that is in itself, it's an indication, right, with leadership like that. We've had other people. We know that there are people that, are doing a lot of other things, right? I know that, Sin Lee Fox, for example, she's a she basically publishes a magazine, Tanglewood Living, very successful and does a great job. But this can be an ancillary revenue stream for her. And so she's, always kind of, has that business. But while she's out speaking and talking to people in her sphere of influence, this is an additional revenue stream for her, which is fantastic. So it can be whatever you choose for it to be. When I first got involved in the business, guys, and I tell people this all the time, look, the only way that you would want to get involved and do this on a full-time basis is if you feel led to do it, if you like it, if it's enjoyable to you, right? That's an indication that you're probably someone that could really take a look at. I can still remember, my partner, that we own a company together. Back in that day, he was for a period of time, in a full-time situation, and then, you know, kind of started doing our business on a full-time basis during different seasons, and then it would maybe go back to, you know, an occupation or job depending upon what was going on in his life. But I can just tell you that during that time, he created a seven-figure situation for himself, right? So those are things, and the instance I was talking to you about, you know, when we were over in Italy, that was pre-Sean Baker. That was with a group of people that we first started our company with. We were a fledgling company. Right now, we just came out of our launch on October 19th. This company just launched. And some people would say, depending upon how you see things, right? Some people would say, oh my gosh, you guys just started a network marketing company, and, you know, aren't you a little bit concerned? No, I'm frankly thankful. Thank God we, you know, have a network marketing direct sales company. Thank God we've got phenomenal leadership, medical doctors and entrepreneurs that understand the value of owning a business in this particular day and time. And thank God we've got phenomenal products that people really are getting tremendous benefit from. And now we've been selected, and we've got this phenomenal opportunity through a pharmaceutical company like Coster to be able to introduce literally a brand new product category into the market. So when you start looking at all of those things, it's a unique time. We know that there's dichotomy. There's a diversity between the challenges that we are always aware of, depending upon how much time you want to spend in front of your television watching news. That's your choice. My advice to you is, if you're looking to increase, if you're looking to get business accomplished, then you can choose what you focus on. If you want to go about your day-to-day routine and you want to start, you know, getting involved and doing conference calls and three-way calls and Zoom calls, and you want to put yourself in, you position yourself so that you can get business accomplished, that's available to you. But it's a choice, right? And my advice, and this is just my perspective, is, you know, spend time focusing on the things that are going to allow you in your own mind to be highly productive. Am I suggesting that you bury your head in the sand and don't pay attention to what's going on? Absolutely not. I am not. In fact, we're asking our medical doctors to come on calls, and I'm going to ask Neem to come on and speak here for a couple minutes. And Wednesday, Dr. Jasani, I believe, has already indicated that he's going to be on the call Wednesday evening to be able to shed light during this national emergency and to give people real facts and information. And I know that we're hearing from doctors on television, and I understand the value of that. You know, whether you watch CNN or Fox News or your local channel, it's all out there, right? But we just want to provide as much insight as we can from medical doctors that are actually on the ground, right here in the city of Houston or up in the Woodlands, that are, you know, really working, and they can, you know, kind of shed light with us as to what's taking place and give us insight and knowledge through a very difficult time. So the great thing about, being a part of an organization like this is that you've got phenomenal people, right, that really have an interest in the marketplace or understanding how to navigate and are looking for, you know, ways to accomplish things on a regular basis, notwithstanding all that's going on. We understand it. I mean, we're not, you know, blind to it, but at the same time, we're just redirecting our focus and making sure that we allow people, for lack of a better word, to, you know, exercise their opportunity and their right to still conduct business and keep things moving. And I know that some of you may just be at work right now. Some of you may, you know, be doing something along the lines of your normal routine. I have more people on the call this morning than we typically ever have on the call. I mean, it's amazing, right? Because I think that, you know, obviously, if you're not at work, you may have time for the first time to to jump on a call like this and to listen to information. And normally, guys, Sean and I are walking through details of the day-to-day experiences that we're having in our business, which is exactly what we're doing right now. It's about what's going on in the marketplace, and we're just encouraging you. And I know without a doubt that there are the better and best days are yet to come. That through all of this, you're going to see, I believe, phenomenal results in our business. You're going to see people that are going to thrive and grow. I think you're going to see more and more people in your sphere of influence and your contact base that are going to become very curious and very interested in a business that will allow them to work from home if they choose to, will allow them to do meetings with whomever they choose, whether it's a meeting at a Starbucks or it's a meeting in a conference room. You know, the context of our business model is taking the business out of the living room and bringing it into the boardroom because of the culture that we've crafted and created with our organization. And we, you know, we certainly encourage that, right? So I just want to, you know, kind of conclude my portion of the call by just saying, guys, we're at a unique time. There's so much value. I can tell you right now, even though the market is challenged, do you know how excited billionaires are? You know why? Because they're looking at ways to increase market share and take advantage of stocks that are down that will increase. Well, it's a difficult time for many because maybe their stock that they've, you know, that they've been counting on and maybe looking at it for retirement and maybe they're getting huge dividends. Right now, it may not look so good, but you know what? It's going to change. It'll all change. I can vividly remember 2008, okay, where there was a massive challenge with respect to our banking industry and people were struggling financially. But, you know, through all that, the people that, you know, had to reinvent themselves, the people that had to make the changes required and go about, you know, doing business differently, it allowed them to grow drastically, become incredibly strong in the marketplace. And then there were many that did not. We understand that. But for the ones that did, they came out of it because they chose to focus on why things could work or what they could do to make specific changes in their daily routine and create different habits that gave them different results. It was all about what they focused on. What they did not focus on was why it wouldn't work. And they didn't focus on the challenges that the majority of people were having. They focused on the things that they could do internally. They focus on the vital few rather than the insignificant many. And we just want to encourage you. We know that some of you, you know, frankly, it might be frightening, right? My sister lives at home alone. You know, she's got a son, 18-year-old son, but, you know, for the most part, you know, she's a school teacher. And I learned yesterday that she thought she had the virus. She thought she had it. But when in fact she didn't have was the virus. She went to the hospital. She got checked out, and she's fine, you know. But you realize people go through fear, they go through panic, and they go through concern. And there's always some cause for that, and some value to that. And sometimes it's just because of what's going on inside of us that creates that fear, that false expectation that appears real, right? So with that said, I would like to before I go to Dr. Patel, who has joined us this morning. We certainly do appreciate that. I'm going to unmute my partner and let him come on and share some information, and then we'll go to Dr. Patel. So with that, sir, Sean, are you there?
I am. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Barry, for having me on the call, and thanks for your encouraging words during an obviously challenging time. You know, I'm not one of those, as you've known me for years now, that's really a fear-based guy. Nor am I one as a father of four to make lightly of something that, you know, some people have passed away from. And so I ride the fence of being cautiously optimistic, knowing that greater things and greater times are ahead. And Barry, as you reflected on, you know, just on our journey and when we met, you know, I remember I was working the front counter at an enterprise rent-a-car in Conroe, Texas, when we got notified that the World Trade Center first one had gone down and lobby full of people and everybody trying to get to work and, you know, had lobby full of screaming kids that moms were trying to get to daycare. And I remember the scene very, very vividly. But like you said, the days and the after, you know, people pulled together and obviously just saw things differently. People seemed more patient and people seemed more kind and more brotherly and sisterly. And so I just know that even during this coronavirus and they're talking about, you know, social distancing, I mean, neighbors just seem more neighborly. People that aren't terrified of the wrong things are starting to get perspective of the right things. And so like you said, Barry, I just encourage you. We've got a great opportunity. I mean, it's funny because a friend of mine called me yesterday and It's funny when reverse recruiting works, you know, when you're going about your daily routine, going about your daily business, and someone calls and says, hey, are you still doing that CBD business? I now want more information. I mean, this is a guy I talked to probably 6 months ago, wasn't even on my radar. And I don't know, to be honest, we're going to get together for a cup of coffee today. I don't know what's transpired in his world. I don't know if it's job security. I don't know if it's a marital issue, good or bad. I don't know if it's just different timing. I don't know if he read an article on CBD. I don't know what sparked him, but he's a guy that I approached 6 or 7 months ago. Of course, we maintained a friendship and a relationship. I sorted him into the cold category. For those of you that have been on our calls before, you know what I'm talking about. But you know, we've just maintained a friendship. And now, as of just yesterday, you know, the guy's back and wanting to aggressively talk about getting involved in the business. And so I would just echo what you said, Barry. You've done a great job inspiring everyone this morning. I'm looking forward to what Dr. Patel has to share. But at the end of the day, as a U.S. economy, as Americans, as patriots, as creatures of God, whatever you want to call us, you know, the old cliche, the show does go on. It applies here. And this is a great time and a great opportunity and a great business model to be successful literally in any environment. So we just encourage you, of course, you know, wash your hands, take care of yourself, do all the things to mitigate any additional risk that you might otherwise have. And then beyond that, really, you know, we're here to help. Zoom calls, conference calls, and one-on-ones, and the show does go on. And so I'm just encouraged this Monday morning. I love these calls. I always have. I always will. And I know that there are brighter days ahead, and I'm looking forward to today and every day therefore. So thanks for having me on the call, Barry, and I really look forward to what Dr. Patel is going to share this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, partner. Appreciate you, man, as always, and appreciate all that I know, you know, goes on in your world and your family to, you know, keep the rudder moving at a good pace. And you just have always been that guy that does a phenomenal job. And I think that's probably served you, right? You don't let fear overcome your circumstance, and yet you're cautiously aware. But I think that has helped a lot of people that have been directly involved with our company in many different ways. Guys, I'd like now to introduce you to Dr. Patel on the call, and all of you know, Dr. Patel, he's just been a great voice for me. He and Dr. Jasani, Dr. Punsalan, he's been a great sounding board, advice, just insight. And so I'm asking him to come on now and just share, you know, just some insight, given the current circumstance, and, you know, help all of us understand a little bit about the specifics and the facts as he understands them. So, Neem, I appreciate you so much, sir. Go ahead and take over the call.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. I'll just give you some insight, you know, just from the front lines on what the healthcare industry is dealing with. So let me just start with, as humans, we go through ups and downs throughout life, right? So what makes us stronger is adversity and failure. Okay. So unless we go through that, we continue to stay in the same rut. And, you know, we're at a time of adversity right now. And to put it into perspective, we had a really bad pandemic back in 2009. And most of you guys remember that as the swine flu. And most of those individuals that are healthcare based, it was called H1N1. That infected 60 million people in the U.S. 275,000 needed to be hospitalized. And unfortunately, 12,500 died. What we're dealing with today is more contagious than that, and they're expecting about 40 to 70% of individuals to be infected. So you take a population of 300 million plus, you're talking 150 million people that are going to be infected, ultimately over a time span of 6 months, a year, 2 years, however long you want to think about it, right, until they come up with a vaccine. So the criticalness of why we're putting such stringent things, and I wouldn't be shocked if they put a national shutdown order in place, is partly because the healthcare system cannot be inundated with these individuals. They only have 100,000 ICU beds nationwide. And the problem with this virus is it is pretty significant, and it leads to ARDS. So it affects your lower respiratory tract and subsequently leads to full-fledged pneumonia, and ARDS, which ultimately leads into respiratory failure requiring ventilator support. It infects everybody. So yes, it's more susceptible to the elderly. Mortality rate in individuals that are 80 or higher is approaching about 20%. That is really, really high. So the seriousness of the matter, I know some people are jokingly not taking it serious yet, but, don't be shocked when we approach in the millions here in the coming weeks of people infected. So just practice good habits, wash your hands, cough into your elbow, social distancing. If you don't need to be out and about, don't be out and about. And during these times of adversity, like I said, it makes us stronger. And the one solidification that I can speak of is like what Barry talked about. Everyone will kind of hoard cash and hold on to things that, they feel are valuable. And ultimately, it turns us into humans that become hustlers from a standpoint of if they know point A of their revenue stream has been cut off, where can I go to make point B and generate something in the interim? And having a solidified foundation in a business like WBRX, which allows you to be the entrepreneur and the business person, where you have it in control in your own hands, is a valuable thing from a standpoint of, hey, look, I'm generating something, be it this being my primary job or my secondary job or whatever. And I think that's the one good thing, especially in downtimes such as recessions or economical disturbances like we've experienced, people will continue to deal with stressors in different manners, right? Some people will look as an opportunity and saying, hey, look, I want to get into something that I know I have more control in. Others will go to stress and will, go to vices such as alcohol, tobacco, and stress relief. But the one message that you've heard from the news media completely is, hey, go continue to see your doctor. Make sure you have plenty of your medications. So I don't see any harm in it affecting what we do in WBRX. I almost see as an opening gateway where we may get an inundation of more people wanting stress relief, especially during hard times like this. So it is a serious thing. I know I've been on with the CDC and the World Health Organization on a regular basis, and so has Dr. Jasani, and we kind of swap data over and over again. But like I said, it will ultimately get worse before it gets better, and all we're trying to do is flatten the curve to help protect hospital capacities, nursing home capacities, and everything else around us. So if anything, just practice good habits. Make sure you're washing your hands after you cough or sneeze. Social distancing, if you don't need to be out and about, minimize it. It doesn't mean you're going to be locked up in jail. It's just ultimately to protect the elderly. Primarily 65 and older are really, really high risk. Immunocompromised individuals, those that are on steroids, really, really high risk, or they have a deficient immune system from, HIV or an autoimmune disorder, are very high risk. But right now, the largest high risk population is individuals with heart disease or heart conditions, in the fact that it leads to acute cardiomyopathy and subsequent heart failure with this virus. So not only that class, you have to worry about your diabetics. You also have to worry about your interpulmonary diseases such as COPD and interstitial fibrosis. So it's a reality check for all of us, right? It lets us realize that we're not superhuman, and even the smallest microscopic thing can bring us down. But again, we are human, and we will get through this, and time will prevail. But we just have to be smart about what we're doing. We have to continue to be educating individuals on, what is wise practices and what it's not. And at the same time, I've had individuals approach me in my office regarding, hey, what can I take for stress relief from an alternative methodology, because the state of Texas implemented what's called a prescription monitoring program as of March 1st. So you're seeing a lot more doctors prescribe less benzodiazepines, narcotics, and other controlled substances because there's a a large eye looking at them under a microscope. So I've had individuals that have changed doctors over to me and asking me for alternative methodologies on dealing with these stressors, and I give them advice, and as we should all. And again, this is a time, like I said, education is always key, and the more we can educate and learn about how we can protect ourselves, family members, and everyone else, is going to be very vital. So thank you for your time this morning, and I wish everyone the best.
Dr. Patel, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you coming on and, you know, just giving everybody information, knowledge, and insight. And my big takeaway from what you shared is, you know, that we, none of us should be shocked or surprised when we have more and more people that are found to have the virus, right? I mean, that's, we know that. But at the same time, we also know that there is a very high ratio of those that are, you know, not necessarily having to be hospitalized. If you're in reasonably good health, then you're probably, as I understand it, you know, going to be fine. It's just a function of us being psychologically prepared for the reality that there will be many people that are going to probably test positive and have the virus because it's so contagious. And so I think in my mind, for me and my family, that's helpful for me because it gives me a realistic projection in my own mind. And we never know about tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. And as Dr. Patel did say, it is a wake-up call. We're not superhuman. We're just, you know, in this life, you just never know sometimes. But there are stable factors, and we do have a phenomenal healthcare system with individuals that understand what we do need to do. So I just want to encourage you all, take the advice that you've been hearing on television and you heard Dr. Patel indicate, just, you know, keep yourself as, you know, distanced as need be from individuals, and don't allow yourself to be compromised as much as you can prevent it. And I think that, you know, for me, I'm going to be spending a lot of hours, you know, here at home and in my office, making sure we're communicating as clearly as we need to all of the brand partners, making sure that we're, you know, doing what's required from a business perspective on our Zoom calls, making sure that we're doing what's needed, you know, from our marketing team. And then now, guys, you know, we're going to be making announcements to you this week about what will be coming up from us as a company over the next several weeks. Okay, so please stay tuned. We'll give you some clear direction and advice with respect to everything. But right now, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to be on this call. Wednesday evening, we're going to have our call that's going to be just dedicated to information from our medical doctors to you all about, you know, the current state of affairs. They're going to educate us, as they always do, about the endocannabinoid system, the different properties of how our products are beneficial, and particularly in a time of stress. And at the same time, we're going to get good insight and information because, as you know, a lot of things do change within 24 to 48 hours. So we look forward to that call on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. For those of you that want that information, you can go to our events page on our website, and you can click on the Zoom call information or the Zoom link, and you can access that call. So with that, guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Tell. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you guys this morning. And, guys, we're going to have a phenomenal week. Just, you know, continue to do what you are doing and allow us to help you in any way that we possibly can. With that, God bless. Have a great week, guys. Bye-bye.